Hey, nonprofits, let's raise more money. For this episode, Jason and Trevor riff on how important it is to keep your politics out of your fundraising. Let's get right into it.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Hey, Nonprofits, Raise More Money. Jason, Trevor,
hey,
we're here. Hey, man, got a topic today. I think it's really important, especially with everything going on right now in the world. And it's kind of simple. I'm going to come at you with both barrels.
Yeah, ripping the Band-Aid
off. Politics out of your fundraising.
Yeah.
Keep your politics out of your fundraising. Hey, nonprofits, keep your politics out of your fundraising and you'll raise more money.
It makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up a little bit, Jay, because this is stuff that we think about and talk about and whatnot. But, you know, I'm not patting us on the back for having courage or anything to talk about it. But once it's just a hot topic, man. I mean, just it's like touching the stove when it's on, you know, and you have a really cool story that, you know, a personal account of how this will not work if you cross streams of your, you know, politics, opinions, political opinions, and your fundraising.
Well, I'm a free speech guy. I think you should be able to say whatever you want to say.
You're entitled to that. Yeah,
I absolutely do. And think whatever you want to. But here's the thing. We all of a sudden have this thing called social media and that becomes a megaphone.
Mm-hmm.
And I've personally watched an executive director of a nonprofit that was very popular, raised a lot of money, mm-hmm. literally alienate half or more, probably 70% of the donor base.
Yeah.
Because she wouldn't keep her opinion. And it wasn't a deal about her opinion about what she thought was right. It was the fact that she jumped on the podium and started basically castigating somebody else for having a different opinion. That's the whole point. That's
you have
point.
No, yeah. You have no idea when that is going to,
you go off on a rant and you don't realize who you're talking to. And literally this is the words that came out of a major donor. I will never give that organization another dime as long as she's the executive director.
That's bad. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is a 5-figure donor.
Oh yeah. You don't. Yeah. It's
annually.
Those are mistakes you can't get back. Those are mistakes that you can't fix.
And I've got no problem with somebody having their own opinion, but I just think that, you know, sometimes we get all emotional and we get all wound up and everybody has something and I just can't help myself. Think about the position you're in. And it happened to me personally.
Yeah.
I put a tweet out this is years ago. Okay. This is years and years ago. I made a tweet pretty much in jest and didn't even think anything about it. So I wanted to donate a large sum of money to a group that would pay for this application that would teach people how to learn to read and write English. It was a deal for conversational English for immigrants coming into the United States. I thought there's a need for that. I'm an education mm-hmm. guy. I'm a read, you know, a literacy guy. And so I did that. And the group, they said, no, they would not accept my money because I have a tweet I made, one tweet. And if you look at my Twitter account, if you had looked at it then, I don't think I have it anymore. But if you looked at it, there was probably only about a dozen tweets of it on anything. And I made some comment, you know, I got caught up in the deal. So my point is, they wouldn't even take my money, which I was kind of like, okay, well, fine. I figured out another way to do it. But it does let people, you know, you've got to just understand that when you jump out there like that, there's a potential price that you're going to pay because
absolutely.
People associate you back to that organization. And is your mission really worth that sacrifice that nobody really is going to care about anyway?
That's what we were talking about.
Other than in a negative standpoint, is it really going to change that person's no? You're just going to alienate them.
Well, you have to assume, you know, big overarching top, you know, thought is, do your opinions matter? Absolutely. Are we telling you that you can't exercise those? No, we are not saying that. We are just saying we're imploring people not to blur the lines and cross the line when it comes to raising money for your mission. You know, there's so much bait. How about that? There's so much bait out there that is nudging people to make those comments and make those thoughts and get with the group. Well, and
it's just so divisive.
You cut everything right down the middle at best. and ostracize a big chunk of people, if you start making those statements, it once again, it doesn't mean you can't care about social issues or any issue for that matter. It does not mean that at all. We're just saying, ask yourself the question.
I think the other part is you can go do whatever you want to.
Yep.
But just don't be surprised when it comes back and hits you in the head. And I think that goes for both sides. I am not picking a side, one side or the other. When it comes to raising money, I'm apolitical. I'm, you know, equal opportunity receiver is what we're supposed to be, you know, to fund our mission, because it's about our mission.
Yep.
It's about our mission, not my opinion. It's about our mission. Now, if you're in the political world and you're a PAC fund or something like that, well, then that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, you got to be really careful, you know, especially right now. You know, it makes me wonder just how many people have been affected. I would love to know, you know, if there's other people out there that might hear this, say, yeah, well, you know, all of a sudden we had this donor, all of a sudden they took a left turn and stopped taking calls.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how this happened. And I've seen it on more than one. There's one real specific, because I heard the donor specifically say, I will never give that organization another dime.
Yep.
And it's because, you know, it was a couple and they were very offended because they felt like the executive director was pointing them out.
Yeah.
For something that they believed in. And they really cared about the mission. They really did. That's how offended they were.
Yeah. So, and that's not fun. That's not the idea.
Say whatever you want to, but just don't start castigating and chastising people out there that have an opposite opinion. That's just bad anyway. I'm sorry.
It's such a fiery conversation to have right now, but I'm just really happy that we're not afraid to have it, just because, you know, we've been hearing these things and seeing these things, and we hear from organizations and folks on staff and whatnot that they're constantly being nudged and asked for what they believe in and what is their post going to say about this topic and whatnot. But what if it's completely irrelevant to the mission? You know what I mean? Like, you know, immigration laws have nothing to do if you're a private school raising money to build a new library. You know what I mean? Let's not touch that one. Let's focus on the library, you know, is kind of where we're coming from. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, I that's what I mean. I just think it's all the way around. There's if you want to find a hot button topic right now, you don't have to look very far. You can go on social media, scroll through there, and and the headlines are all to get clicks. That's the thing I think pisses me off about this whole thing. I don't care which side you're looking from, the right or the left. Most of this is about money. They're just trying to get you to click on their links, to drive to their sites, to look at their stuff, so they're advertised, so they can sell advertising. That's what it all is.
Yeah, agreed.
They've made a fortune over it. They love whenever there's an election going on, because they all just battle the sides up, a bunch of talking heads up there talking to beat each other up. And, you know, that's the thing. We can all have our political what we want to do in politics. That's okay. That's why they call it politics.
Yeah, that's why we live in a republic.
No, that's really why debate. It's not, it's really,
you know, but we're also talking about, we mention this a lot. It's just like, what you're, you know, okay. Another comment that we make almost daily, Jay, is how hard it is. It's hard to plan an event and knock it out of the park. It's hard to raise money. It's hard to get new supporters. So let's focus on that. We don't need to add a bunch of extra, you know, layers and minutiae and slow the train, so to speak. Once you get the train going, let's not slow it down with things that don't honestly matter to the mission. They might matter to you personally, or, you know, or what have you, or to your, you know, father-in-law that lives in another state or whatnot. Have that conversation with your father-in-law. But like I said, don't cross the streams. Don't cross the lines, and don't cross any boundaries, because, you know, in this very sensitive time, you know, of opinions and whatnot, very, very sensitive.
And people are very rooted right now in what they
believe. Yes. And we just don't want to dig that stuff up, you know?
Yeah. So just let it
lay. Just imploring you not.
When it comes to fundraising, like I said, do whatever you want to do, say whatever you want to say, but just know that if you come out there, it's very likely that you're going to be short some donors, and you're going to come up short, because people vote with their money, and they may love your mission. But if they don't love you, it becomes a problem.
And don't give them a reason not to love you. Don't give them the reason to not love you because they don't love your politics. You know, it shouldn't probably really ever, you know, get into the conversation. You know what I mean? So I think that's, I think, yeah, it needed to be said.
Because that 6 month old baby that you just, that you raise money for diapers and baby formula doesn't care.
I love that. Wow. Yeah. True story. Yeah. True story. Yeah. Let's get, yeah. I mean, they call it a lot of things, you know, focus and whatnot and quieting the mind and not getting too bogged down. So I think, yeah, like you just said, if that's your mission, let's do that. Let's focus on that.
I think if you look over the last 18 months, 2 years, cause it's gotten really bad. So if you probably went and looked at certain people's social media posts and the way that they're out there just flaming each other, and then you go look at their donor bases and how all of a sudden they've had donors that didn't come back or they left, I bet there's a tie to those two things.
We could be sparking a thought. Yeah.
And I mean, I just think that before you go do that, just think about who's going to be seeing it, what's going to do to your business.
What do we always say? Is the juice worth the squeeze? Or if it's a hell, I mean, if it isn't a hell yes, then it's a hell no. So maybe don't plant your flag in the sand about everything. You know what?
And if it's something that you feel that strongly about, fine.
Yeah.
But just understand that that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And be ready for the fallout. So
just be aware. How about that?
Exactly. I think that's the biggest thing, is just being aware of what it is, because the same person comes back, I just don't know what happened.
Yep.
I don't know why they won't take my call.
Yep. And Pate, listen, another thing that we've noticed as well, and why this is such a hot button, is sometimes people are writing stories in their own head, big supporters, big donors, that we don't even have any idea where those things came from. So it's so many people are so on edge by design. Mm-hmm. That's what these machines, the money machines that Jason was talking about, the marketing machines, and media they're predicated on driving people to that edge.
Yeah, because that's what makes money. That's what, you know, it's like wars make money. I mean, you know, if you read any kind of history at all, you know, anytime there's been a war, there's been huge profits made.
Yep. Conflict. So,
I mean, there you go. I stepped out there, made a political statement. Okay. It's not a statement. It's just a fact. It's a statement of fact, but that's what happens. I mean, people make money in times of chaos, and, you know, it used to be newspapers, but now it's media companies. They make money. They make money when there's chaos and news. I mean, it's like we have a storm, a big, you know, where I live, they have these tornado watches because we have tornadoes all the time. It is all three major news channels. That's all four. That's all they do, is talk about the broadcasting, what's going on. You know, they got storm chasers running around and radar and showing all the stuff. They do it because they know people are watching.
Yep. Wild. Yeah, it's a wild time, and it's a great, I think it's probably one of the greatest times to ever be alive, quite frankly. That's how I view it. Our clients are raising a ton of money. There's a lot of organizations that we don't even have the opportunity to work with that are raising a ton of money. Let's focus on that. And let's keep it moving. So, well, I think that's good, brother. I think that's a wrap.
Yeah. Hey, if you listen to this, if you like it, please share it, give us a like, subscribe. That's kind of the fee we want. We're not advertising anything. We're not even talking about what we do. We just want to give you some great information. What we hope will be some content that you can take away and help you raise more money.
Think about it. Yeah, absolutely. Check us out. Yeah. Share it, subscribe, download, rate, review, show some kindness. And, we certainly appreciate it. We'll check you all out next time. So
peace out.
Thanks, Jay. Later.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening. If you love our podcast, click the download button, rate us, and follow us on social media at HGA Group LLC. Get out there, start fundraising, and raise more money. See you next time.